Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. At least in the States here, it's Friday. And the day today is January 9th, 2015. So we're a little bit over a week into the month of January, or a little bit over a week into the year of 2015. So if you have any situations that you encountered or has encountered you, let's release the energy. And normally this is emotional stuff that you're dealing with. So here we go. Just check it out, see how you're feeling. So one, releasing it from you. Two, three, four, and five. And boy, again here. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy, and here we go again. More stuff. Feels kind of heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. That's better. Now, everybody, let's energize the light beams. So here we go. We'll do the male one first. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next to the non-gender. I'll just do some counting here to increase that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. Let's do it some more here. So, female energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everyone, hopefully you're doing great. And I'll just mention tomorrow is our starting off of our special intensives. And it's 4 o'clock Pacific, which is equal to 7 o'clock Eastern. Oh, excuse me, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. So if you'd like to come on, we have that on the website. You can check that out. And then Sunday is the kickoff for the 8-hour alien critter release. That's the body rejuvenation. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Cindy?
I sure am, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome, listeners. Thank you, Ron, for activating the triple light beam for us. And I need to ask, what was the first clearing you did for us? Was it emotional clearing?
Yeah, it was emotional. Typically, it was emotional, unless you had some other issue that was kind of similar. But normally, we always do emotional clearings. It was just one of those stuff happens clearings that you may have encountered. So we could do it again if you have other stuff. So think of something else, maybe. You could use another word besides stuff. You know, stuff happens, you know. Here we go. Think of that issue that may have happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe you stepped in some of that stuff. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, dear. And one, oh, man, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Boy, back to you, Cindy. That was another heavy one.
Wow. Well, we must have really needed it. Thank you so much, because I think that's the third time you did it for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, would it be possible to do the mental clarity clearing at the beginning of the show so we can...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do a sample. It'll be a little different. I'll do one of the IQ clearing. So I have two clearings. Ooh. Up your brain out, in a sense, besides the mental stuff. But we have an IQ and we have an education clearing. So we do a sample of the IQ. So here we go. Just got to change hats here a little bit, because the energy is a whole different body energy. Okay, here we go. Everybody, get ready. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, wow, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Well, that's kind of rough, too. But we'll see how everybody's doing. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow, thank you so much for doing that IQ sample clearing for us, Ron. Any feedback, please email clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you happen to be in the CLS chat room, you can put your comment there. It'd be interesting because I think it's been quite a while since you've done the IQ clearing for us. So thank you very much. Well, we have several emails, and some of them are regarding UFOs. And since this is Paranormal Friday on BBS Station 2, maybe we could start out with that and go from there. So we have an email saying that UFOs are all over the Yahoo News in the past 3 months. And he says that he's seen 4 or 5 times the number of UFO articles appearing more than ever before. And why are the aliens doing this if most of the planet is already gone? What's the agenda? And then the clarification is, I mean, it's literally the top 12 articles you're seeing in more UFO articles. It just doesn't make sense. So,
well, the UFOs are probably keeping tabs on the clones. So I think most of the things that we're dealing with now is going to be cloned energies, having the clones attached to you. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm sensing. So we're dealing with mm-hmm. clones and everything attached to them, so we're going to be seeing them connecting to us. I sort of get a perception of the clones that people talk to. They're like putting a suction cup on us, we'll say, and trying to suck out our brains, but really not so much that, or brain matter, but all those thoughts, you know. Remember the talking about the skull that I saw that looked very beautiful and full of silver. I'm reading about this here, and this is in New York at the Ripley's Believe It or Not place, and looked great. It's in this like glass, you know, enclosure, so nobody could steal it naturally with silver on it. And right there it says, well, this is one of the skulls of the last Dalai Lama, and they drink blood out of it. You know, because they want to get the information from the person's mental energies, their thoughts, their intelligence, so it can be passed on to the next Dalai Lama. I go, oh, that's just great, you know. Here the Tibetans are drinking blood. But, you know, and to get the energy out of the skull of the last Dalai Lama. So if you're ever in New York, the Ripley's is on 42nd Street, I believe. Kind of around, you know, where the main walk-in Lowe's movie theaters are, I believe. I think there's one, there's a couple there. There's a Danic McDonald's there and stuff. But anyway, if you're back in New York, you know about where it is. Roughly, it's around 8th and 42. So in there, they had that skull. And it may have been one a couple years, you know, that maybe they passed on or something. But, you know, looked beautiful with all the silver. Looked like it had like silver, maybe nickel size or quarter size pieces of silver, highly polished, put all decorated on the skull. And when you start reading more, you go, very interesting. So anyway, I guess we could go into another situation. But yeah, the clones are wanting to get from you your data. And your data is very important for them to live here, because they need to know how to live here. And maybe the aliens, since they don't live here, don't have all that data. So they need to find hosts. So So sort of look at it that way. They're hunting for your intelligence. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Well, Ron, you brought up some great information there, and when you talk about the clones and, well, I'll just say the clones for right now, you really are the myth breaker for us in revealing more information about the legends or the myths, and that's invaluable. And on top of that, you have created tools for us, the healing or clearing tools are at creationleadership.com, and on the left side are the recommended clearings, and below that are free sample clearings that Ron recommends that we do often. And also, there are special weekly conference calls, and specifically I wanted to mention the Thursday call, which is clone body removal. And how important is it for us, Ron, to participate in that call? How will that help us?
Well, the calls that we do, the 8-hour ones, we take away alien critters. And so, remember, you have stuff that, we'll take away the octopus. I'll do a sample here for everybody. So the octopus energies, the tentacles, normally wrap around your lung and your heart, your rib cage, your intestines, around your neck, goes through your neck, maybe tentacle could come out of your mouth. When I release this, you might feel, you could even start gagging. So if you start gagging, you know that this thing is or was in you. For how long, it's hard to say. It makes really no difference at that point. But you're at least getting rid of it. Oh, here we go, everybody. Getting rid of one octopus. So here we go. First tentacle. And just kind of sit back and relax. There we go. That tentacle is released. Number two tentacle. Okay, that's good. And number three. Okay, number four. Okay. And number five. We get a little rougher. Okay. Good. Number six. One's a little more stubborn here. The suction cups are hanging on. There we go. At least with somebody it is. There we go. Coming out. There. Good. Okay, that was six, I think. Number seven. Okay, that's released. And the last one. Here we go. Out here. Oh, boy. Okay, that's released. Now we'll get the body out. It's probably coming out of your throat also, out of your mouth. Here we go. Here we go, coming out. More, come on. There, it's out. Okay. So, just see how you're feeling with that. Next, we're going to do another one. These are the ones that are the little maggots. They're kind of on the top of your head. And so here we go, taking away these energies here. You feel your scalp kind of itching or like it's crawling. It's because we're now releasing them, and you might actually feel the energies there getting released here. Okay. Oh, man. Okay, there we go. That's released. Now they have poison, so let's get rid of the poison. So here we go. Releasing poison. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Here we go. Nine and ten. Oh, man. Oh. Okay, there's the poison being released. Okay, so I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Wow, Ron, thank you very much. I was coughing. I had to put the phone on mute. So be interesting for feedback. I'd like to hear about your experience from actually any of those samples that Ron did for us. The last one, the last grouping was the octopus release, maggots, poison. Did you do carcass and waste? I don't remember.
No, I didn't do poison. It's only poison.
Okay.
I'll get rid of the well, I only did one. It's not just some waste products here. Remember, there are living and eating, and, you know, like, what goes in comes out. So let's get rid of the waste products here. Here we go. We'll do it for the octopus energy. There we go. That's out. And now we'll do waste products for the little maggots here. This would be on top of your head. Go. You could call it hair fertilizer, maybe, but that'd be a really sick joke. So here we go. There, thus released. Okay, Cindy, back to you.
I must say I'm very disgusted. So I'm glad you are removing that. Oh, when you started talking about the munching. Okay. I have to turn that picture off. Well, thank you very much, Ron. That's great. And let me take a peek here in the chat and see. We do have some other comments or questions, but I want to go for the ones regarding the clearings that you just did for us. No. Well, Ron, is there a general poison release that you can do for us that people can pick whatever their issue is?
Well, for poisons, not that I can think of.
We
may have some kind of poison on the alien attack page.
Okay, the reason I ask is somebody's asking for a poison release for needles and pins that are attacking her eyes. So I wondered if there was a general poison release. Is there a different...
Yeah, that'd be under alien attack. So no, I don't have anything that I can think of. For that.
Okay. So the alien attack. So you may want to jump in there and do that. Help you out with your eyes. Okay. Let's see here. We have a comment. The show before us was dark. At least that was the situation on the phone line. Could we have the dark side practitioner sample? Before you do that, Ron, I believe that you had advised us to do the Be Here Now if we were listening to the show or the station before our show. So the Be Here Now, is that the way to keep us not getting caught in your timelines?
Yeah, that's what I would say, yeah. So any program, any internet that you listen to or... You know, you want to always be in the now. So that's what where you want to be is in the now energies, which is in the present moment, and then you're not dealing with timelines. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing is always get into the now. Remember, curiosity killed the cat, so it's, you know, you kind of need to use discernment and things as you're seeking information and knowledge on something. Or maybe you just got trapped by something. But yeah, you have to look at reality. What's real? You know, when you first find out about metaphysics, and or maybe you're younger and your parents talk about ghosts or different things like this, you sort of like start realizing that something invisible, you know, can tap you on your shoulder and maybe make your hair stand up on end when you go into a certain room or someplace, and you start realizing, yeah, there's something out there that I don't know what it is. I definitely can't see it. I can't say that it's real, but I kind of don't feel quite right. And then from there, you start learning more and more about things. And then in metaphysics, they always bring up something outside of yourself, like God energies, etc., you know, archangels and whatever that they want to perceive and bring in. And, you know, the Eastern Indian gods. So, you know, there's gods that people make up. Gods where they think they're gods themselves, and there's gods from the past that, kind of are with us as people draw them up, like the Egyptian gods and who they worshipped and everything else and all different cultures, and then you have other type of things. So there's all these invisible energies that can come alive, we'll say, and interfere and connect to you and or abduct you. So you need to understand what's going on. And just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not real. And so if you got to search for that particular truth, not believing on anything, that there is stuff out there that can harm you, then if you need that experience, it'll definitely come to you. And the hardest thing when I talk about this stuff, and I get quite a few people who... Hey, Ron, I was in this organization, that organization. I've been with this and that and in it for maybe just a short time, and I found out that I didn't like it. I had all this weird things happening to me, and now I lost all my money. I can't get a job. I have this illness. Or I've been in this organization for 20 years or whatever, and, geez, I'm getting all these psychic attacks because I want to leave. They don't let me leave, and I signed this contract. And I made these special vows and oaths to this particular organization. And I also, did this this ritual and this and that and the other. And now I'm tied up for this life plus other lifetimes, which the dark side can do to you. So at that point, we have clearings that could help you. I'm using the word could. Because I can't guarantee it's going to be 100%. But if it does any kind of relief help you out, it's great. So we have the dark side practitioner. We have one that deals with the curses, hexes, spells. And another one, which is the one for like organizations and doing pledges and things. So if you're one of those people listening who somehow got hooked up to, one of these organizations, and you feel like your life went to hell in a handbasket and you can't shake it off, you have some clearings that could help you, And, if you were in it for like a year, you expect to have one or two of these clearings take it all away, which would be maybe a couple hours of clearings to take you away from what you got hooked up to for a whole year. Be doing these rituals, for maybe 500 hours or something. Well, I don't know what to say on that. Everybody wants to have, something happen instantly by doing one thing, but you may have to be with it and doing it, for months to get yourself extricated from what you volunteered to get in with, and now you're suffering because of it. So, you just think of people who go to church and they get indoctrinated. And maybe they're afraid to say some swear word or some name of God or whatever, thinking that this thunderbolt's going to come down and hit them, and fry you like, a crispy critter, none of that really, at least in our timeline here, exists. Other timelines, very possibly. But, you know, in light doesn't do any of that. So that's the problem that people have when they get hooked up to these negative organizations, and you can't get out of it, you know. Even as hard as you try, we have clearings that can help you. I can't say it'll take you out of that organization, but it may give you some peace, or maybe you won't be attacked all the time, maybe just a little bit. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, I guess anything helps. Several things here. First of all, our moderator posted the Be Here Now clearing location on the CLS chat connection site, and it's under reminders, and there's information regarding how Ron is suggesting that we use that. And then we have a listener commented to remind us, Ron, that there is an alien poison waste product and carcass removal that you created at creationlightship.com. And so our moderator kindly posted that information for us all, too. So you can just click on the link if you'd like. So that's a good reminder. So the person that had the pins and needles, really the alien attack and maybe the alien poison and waste one would be the ones to do. In regard to the show previous to us, you recommended to do the Be Here Now. So because it was just a few minutes, is there any need to do a Dark Side Practitioner sample for that?
Yeah, I could do a Dark Side Practitioner. So okay. I think to somebody that, remember, the Dark Side Practitioner is a person that you know that is praying for you. That way you become prey. So they're praying for you so the aliens can attack you more because they know that you're weak. And why would somebody pray for you if you weren't strong? So right away you get that T-shirt on. T-shirt is, please abduct me. Prayers do. And so from there, you can put that person's name in, you know, the clearing, and from there, you know, that person's energy pool that they're connecting to, doing this ritual on you, as they know that you need help, naturally, so they're doing this, and they're connecting to something out there that's going to come to you and maybe also come to them. When you pray, you become prey. And so from there, they're attacking you. And that energy pool, the light can help to get rid of it. So is there only one pool? You just do it one time and that pool is gone? Well, they have a large organization out there of maybe a million people praying to this entity. Okay? Just think of all the prayers that Jesus gets, the dark side Jesus, all the aliens that are on board to connect to all these people who pray to Jesus. And, you know, what the world population is. I would imagine probably a third of the population, I'm guessing, could be Christians. So that's a lot of people. So a lot of aliens out there getting food. So just by doing it once or twice doesn't mean it's going to get off you. But you may help yourself out each time a little bit. So here we go. Release that energy from you from one of these incidents. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go, to see if that's helped you. Back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron, for doing that Dark Practitioner sample for us. And remember, everyone out there, creationlightship.com is the location to find the clearing. And on most of the clearings, you can put one word in the search box and find it. There's a few that you're not able to yet. We're working on that cross-reference. We do have feedback regarding the free alien tracking barcode removal. He wanted to clear energy from his family, And he ran the clearings, and now he feels free and peaceful. And I says, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. These clearings are unmatched. So thank you, Ron, for doing that for us. Okay. Ron, I'm not sure if you spoke to us about the one-hour Thursday clone conference call. You did talk to us about the intensive. So I'm wondering, how important is it for us to include the clone removal call?
Well, the clone removal call helps to get rid of the replicas from you that could have a situation that you're dealing with. So let's say that you twist your ankle. Right away, you very possibly have all these energies with the twisted ankle on you, out on timelines, and these clones can come into you with that. And so all of a sudden, your twisted ankle could be maybe even healed instantly after having maybe, I won't say one particular one-hour call, but, you know, that can happen. I can remember at the expo doing the clone replica removal. One person, I think, lost about 2 inches around their waist. There's a lady showing us pulling her pants out that were tight. Oh, I guess she had a skirt on or something, but yeah, it came out 2 inches. She had to hold them up as she walked from the front going to her chair. Didn't want them to fall down, you know. And so another person had a pain in their neck or back. That went away from that. So remember, the clone replicas of you are created with a situation. And then also, you're on timelines with that situation, which may or may not be a clone. But both of those clearings are good. You know, I don't do a particular, weekly call with the timelines that you have to go online and do it. But, you know, you can come on, do, you know, four different conference calls a week, and one of those on Thursdays are for the clone replicas. When you're on that call, you can request a healing to release the clone replica that's causing you to have this particular condition. And maybe if we get enough of those out of you, and you're a choice to what you want to select. So you could select one particular issue throughout the whole call. And normally on Thursdays when that call is, that can run up to an hour and a half in length. So we do a lot of work. And if somebody wants to even maybe send in a testimonial, if they had a situation that they've been dealing with, you know, when they went on that call and it happened to get released, or you feel a whole lot better, just let us know. That'd be interesting because we could bring that up on one of the programs here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot, and it's interesting when you do, when I make people real at the expos, look around and you see all of these clones around you. You're the only one real out of probably 300 people when you look, you know, down an aisle at the expos. It looks pretty strange. You finally understand where you are and where you're living. But anyway, that's what we do at the expos, just educate people of what's out there. Once you figure out what's out there, and then you know what's out there, then you are really self-empowered because it's affecting your life when you don't know what's going on. Oh, back to you.
Excellent. And you brought up a key word, self-empowerment. And not necessarily a key word that needs to be cleared, but very important. The tools that you've created for us, Ron, allows us to choose which clearings we need and to run those as many times as we need to within a certain time period. So thank you for doing that, creationlightchip.com, where the clearings are, and actually also the events, the intensive conferences this weekend, and also the weekly specials are listed at the top of creationlightchip.com, and you can still register for Saturday's call, by the way, and also the Sunday following. So go on to creationlightchip.com and click on the events, and you'll be able to register. And also, if you're not able to be present, Ron does accommodate absentee, and there's no need necessarily to contact him. Now, Ron, we actually did have a question regarding the four-hour call and wondered if you could explain for the newbies out there what that entails.
Yeah, the four-hour call, we do Ember Blood for people, bring in different energies to release some pain. Where, remember, your spirit cannot come into you if you have pain or situations going on. So it doesn't come into darkness, let's put it that way. So whatever you possibly have in you which has darkness, we help to get that out of you so that you will be able to hold more spirit energy. So the whole call is, in a sense, about that. We bring in the floating magnets. I'll do that right now for people. So let's just say you have a, pick a location on your body where you have pain, okay? And you don't have any pain, and that's fine. But for people who do have pain, let's do this little sample for you. Here we go. So you might want to put your hand, one of your hands where the pain is. We'll bring in the floating magnets for you. They find your body kind of buzzing and tingling, and they very possibly could take the pain away. We'll see. Can't guarantee it, but we'll see what we have here on comments. So here we go. Floating magnets energies. This I do probably a bunch of times on that call, so we're bringing the masters also, the true masters from the light ship that came here, other things. But here we go, floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, well, that's heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we'll just see how you're doing there and how you feel. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron, for doing that floating magnet clearing. I do remember when we go into the, or visit the Creation Lightship on Saturdays. That's a room that we go into sometimes. Okay. Well, let's see here. We have an email that is talking about several circumstances where customer service was off, amiss, didn't understand what was needed. And this is like, it looks like five detailed situations that came up. So I'm not going to read the details, but what I will share is the person says, I just feel so worn out with constantly overseeing things and educating people how to do things, let alone dealing with all the emotionally reactive people. I have done many clearings, and people have left me because I'm not part of their drama or projections anymore. So in that aspect, my life is getting more peaceful. So thank you, Ron.
That's great.
And that really says it all. The people that are just kind of going away.
Yeah, it will be getting worse, too, with the clones. So just know that it's going to be continuing on. We're still taking out the timelines that are connecting the clones to this reality here. So there's a lot going on still. So that's...
Put our seatbelts on, huh?
Yep, just get your seatbelt on. Because, like I said, they'll be trying to figure out, and they'll be connecting to humans, attempting to figure out what to do next. They really won't know. They have probably more glitches. So, until they can finally get their alien race that created them to bring them their program, they're lost.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know how many alien races have brought in their own clones here, and the clones may not even be able to communicate to each other for different alien races. They may speak a different language. They have a whole different program system. So that's kind of the way you look at it, and that's kind of what's going on. So, anyway.
Well, Ron, Monday night, sorry to interrupt you there, but Monday night you talked in length about that information. And so if listeners out there missed the January 5th BBS call, go on to the BBS archives, the CLS BBS archives, and listen to the January 5th 2015 show, because again, Ron talks in length about that and what's happening, why it's happening too. So both of those, this show too is also good. So this could be a clone. The chat room comment is, my oldest sister showed up in my life after not seeing her in 3 years. She said to me, I want you to tell me all of your childhood memories.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like she forgot?
Holy.
So that she wants to be downloaded by her sister?
I would say that's probably what it is, yeah. Yeah, she needs to have data. She needs data.
Wow. Wow. And this is a longtime listener. So
yeah, the person might even ask their sister what they remember.
Oh, good point. That's a good point.
Remember this event here, even if it's not even true. And see what comes up, you know? Anyway, boy.
Yeah. Send us feedback on that. That'd be very interesting to know. So thanks for bringing that up. And then we do have a comment that breathing was better after we did. It must have been the maggots, poison, or dark practitioner clearing, because we're all done about the same time. So that's good. There's some relief. Somebody wants to know, should we run some timeline crashes to help CLS and Ron get rid of clones?
I don't. You could do that, but you might do one to get them out of your life or something, you know. So I'm fine with that if you wish to do that. But remember, always think of yourself first. You got to be selfish, okay? And so, you know, always do stuff for yourself first before you do it on anybody else. Because you're the only one that matters.
Ron, that's so interesting because I believe that most of us have been taught to not be selfish. Do you think that's part of the dark side training for us?
Yeah, I'm sure that it is something like that, but you want to always do something for yourself. So remember, you're the only one that counts. Everybody else can move away, and you're still left holding the bag, okay, in a sense. So if you want to get out of a situation that you're in, then by all means, you know, do something for yourself, because at the very end, you're the only one that's going to matter.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Can we wear tin foil on our hats to keep them from our thoughts?
You try it. It gets kind of hot. Remember, a long time ago, one of the people came to one of my workshops. I mentioned workshop or lecture. I think it was a workshop, and he came to one of my after-event events. This is probably back in maybe 08 or something. And he was a taxi cab driver in New York, and he says he's always getting attacked on his head. You could feel like these pinpricks there. So he put the tinfoil into a little baseball hat, and he says it works great.
Wow.
So.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, another email. This is, I'll say, testimonial. This person ran a timeline crash for the date January 20th, 1942. And I can't remember what the significance of what that was, and I guess it doesn't matter. But the person says, I could not move, and I could smell gases come and go. Very interesting. Thank you always.
We mentioned about January 20th as being a maybe a key date. Maybe they picked 1942 or they figured that out. I'm not sure what time World War II ended, but maybe it was one of those awful event days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you might Google that, World War II, you know, with that date and just see what was happening. Very possibly you probably were courted to that date on that timeline. And so now you release the timeline, and in the process, the validation that you may have been on it, you know, is that you're actually smelling something. So that's how I would look at that.
Okay. That's excellent news that it's getting crashed. So the person that sent the email is in the chat, and I guess it's up to her if she wants to share what that date significant is rather than us Googling. So we have a comment. We were taught compassion and kindness and to put others first, etc. Light of the darkness teachings keeping us emotional and distracted. Oh, yes.
Yep, that's what they do. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, that's the difference. See, when you have a clearing from the website or from myself or whatever, these sample clearings, I doubt if any of you, you probably don't, you know, this is not the experience. You know, you know, maybe I took away some pain from you or something. You're not standing up and down, jumping up and down and rejoicing and putting your hands in the air and whippy, you know, and, you know, that doesn't happen. Just you get peace. So right away you know that, in the church modalities there, you know, when whatever happens inside of a church, they're always, in a sense, praying to Jesus or something, and they're thanking Jesus, whatever alien race is using the name Jesus. Or entity, and from there, everybody's emotional. And then they got a big feeding frenzy. So just think of, I know there's a big New Age church, but there's a lot of them, and they may do this type of thing, and not that it could even be the regular Christian churches, you know, that may have, you know, lots of people, or you go to a tent out in the middle of nowhere, and there's 5,000 people showing up, and a guy's doing his asthmataz and invite people up to the front, and they fall over, or they get out of a wheelchair, and everybody's applauding, and they're crying. Well, that's just because the dark side's taking the energy from you. So just know that that is not source energy. Because if it was source energy doing that, there'd be nothing but silence there. The person would experience their healing, and they wouldn't even probably know that they had a problem unless they looked around for the wheelchair. And that's the way the healings work. Once you're healed, emotions, you know, are actually just being taken away from that situation and everything else, and you feel fine. So that's the way light works. It doesn't have any kind of emotion to any kind of healing. You can look back upon something and go, wow, I'm glad I'm out of that or something, you know, but... and you realize that something happened, but you're not going to be jumping up and down with joy because those emotions are gone. Remember, if you're in pain or whatever and you feel sadness because you're in pain, you're not going to feel the energies of, well, I feel really great, I'm going to smile and jump up and down. No, that doesn't happen because it's not in duality. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. We have feedback on the 1/20/1942 date. It was the Nazi official date for the final solution to terminate all Jews. She says she also ran timeline crashes for January 20th, 1952. Oh, boy. That's a big one. Ron, it is about 7 till the hour. Are we extended this evening?
Yeah, we can go 5 minutes after, yeah.
Okay, that's great because I still have lots of emails, but I do have a couple comments in the chat. I'm considering moving on the less... Pardon me?
Yes, if anybody out there has, I'll just use the word Jewish blood, may not be Jewish today, but maybe, one of your ancestors were around. It can go back in time, okay? So it could go back maybe a generation or two before World War II, okay? Somehow it's not exactly started at that particular time. So normally what you would say is, yeah, I had, my great-great-grandparents were there, and in 1942 or something like that, and they got cremated, and that energy of those emotional bodies are floating around. That went to my grandparents, to my parents, and now, it's ingrained in my genetics because the emotional body is a physical body, if you were to look at it on a spirit level, just like your physical body is in your own spirit. And so automatically that energy can imprint inside of you. And so if you do have, we'll just say, Jewish blood in you, and maybe even if you weren't involved with World War II, very possibly that energetic body could come into you, and it could be in your DNA, or if it's not energetic, it could be in your DNA anyway. So what I'm saying is, if you do have, say, Jewish blood, I would do that clearing for that particular date, okay? That was brought up, and you may have a lot of fear, anger, maybe even a feel of betrayal, if that God you're praying to, which is connected to you genetically, will say, didn't save you. So, I would do a bunch of timeline crashes on that, as it could be affecting you, and you may not even realize it or know about it. So that's great that that was brought up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ron. I'm considering moving. Are there less clones in rural areas or any particular areas or countries?
That's a really good one. I live in a rural area, and there's clones here. So from there, I don't know. I would say typically there could be less clones in a rural area, but are you going to be able to get a job in a rural area unless you're on a computer, work anywhere, So Basically they're all here. Back to you.
Thanks, Ron. In regard to the family cloning situation, comment is, don't play the games of the relatives. They are programs or entities out for a free ride.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh. That's a nail on the head. Remember, they're going to attempt to push your button.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get your energy. So whatever you do there to connect, very possibly you could have difficult problems with those energies.
Right.
You're going to be on their emotional roller coaster ride, which is where they want to put you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. I'd like to mention something about emails. STLSquestions@yahoo.com is the email you would send testimonials or questions to. And we would like to start using the day in the subject line, the day that you most likely will listen to the shows. And we know that it's not always possible for us to get to all the emails, though it would be very helpful so we could focus on the Monday emails, for instance, and Friday, Wednesday, etc. So feel free to send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and if you put the day in there, and if you'd like to put just one word for the topic, that could help too, that we could just take a peek, because time moves very fast during the shows. So thank you for that. And Ron, we have a person that is asking or suggesting that you develop family pack clearings for families, that, you know, kids, husbands, wives. And so I just had the moderator type in there that that information will be emailed to you to review.
Okay.
Family packs. So anyone out there listening or in the chat, you know that that'll be sent to Ron for review. And let's see here. We do have a question regarding the Special Forces, and is there any update?
Not yet, no. So with okay. Special Forces, no.
Okay. And get down to another email. Well, we did have a question left over on the chat regarding the Master 4-in-1, and it can't. What is the prerequisite for the Master 4-in-1, Ron? That might be what the question was.
Mental whole lifetime clearing, emotional whole lifetime clearing, the sensory clearing, or maybe a couple other clearings that have helped you. You probably would want to have one of the barcode, maybe the mental barcode clearing taken off of you. So that's sort of what I'm perceiving right now. So
the mental barcode, the emotional clearing, the sensory clearing?
Yes, uh-huh.
So those and would be prerequisites for the Master 4-in-1, and would you like to explain what the Master 4-in-1 means?
Yeah, so it's four clearings in one. The first one, and a lot of people have already done the Planet Star one. If you haven't done that, I'd probably say you may want to get that. It's the Planet Star Vortex clearing, because that takes you out of a lot of the astrological stuff happening. So that's very, very good. That and the natal chart, but that clearing is good. So, but initially, I did it where I was taking off 13 planets off people, and that made them feel much better. From there, we do the your home base energy, and then next, this is where you go to during incarnations. In light, it could be any time. For us here, we're waiting for the ascension to happen. Okay. But in true life, mm-hmm. you could be somewhere for like 2 weeks and go somewhere else. It's up to you. You have free will, free choice. Okay? And the next part, so that's the second part of the clearing, versus planets. Next one would be the home base. That's where you go to. And so that's where you in a sense, go to and decide where you want to go to next, we'll say. And you can also visit your twin flame there, if your twin flame comes here at the same time you're there. So it's just like a rest point. The third one is your twin flame energy, and we connect you with that energetically, along with your home base. So you have two energies that are connected to you. That takes away loneliness, and you feel much better about your life. And the last part is the disconnection from your particular soul family, getting these people away from you. So that's the 4-in-1.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. anyone has questions regarding that or anything else, clsquestions@yahoo.com. It's a location, and please put the day that you most likely will be listening. We have a person that is noting that he heard from somewhere else that we're all avatars and we're gracefully helping the world transition into the next golden age, and we're here to create heaven on earth, the path of infinite light DNA coding series. And he says somebody's hosting this, and he wants to know, is this possible? Is this true?
Well, everything is true on a timeline. So somewhere out there, that's true. In light, it wouldn't be. So remember, that again, that's somebody trying to take you sideways. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. And it may have all those great words. It may make you feel really warm and fuzzy, and you're doing a great thing. And like I said earlier, all you can do is work on yourself. Because at the very end of everything that you've done in this lifetime, if you could look back upon it, is what have you done for yourself? How much spirit energy have you lost because of doing these attunements and going to dark side practitioners and believing all this stuff? And the whole thing is to work on yourself to get more spirit energy. As far as helping the earth and everything else, people who are attempting to do that, they're courting the earth with their emotions and their thoughts, and they're harming the earth. So that's the bottom line. So basically, it's all a bunch of BS, to say it bluntly. And people love that BS. Makes them feel like their life is fulfilled. And you don't know what person is out there doing all these things. There's a lot of practitioners doing stuff. And do they give you peace at the end of it? Oh, we always give you peace. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Speaking of peace, looks like we have one more minute, so I just wanted to remind everyone, tomorrow starts the January monthly call, 4-hour call, and you may go on christianlightship.com, the top of the page, and click on the event. And this is going to be the 4-hour special monthly ascension healing. Starts 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we do have many more emails that we'll float over. So would you like to do a mind-to-heart drop for us, Ron, or anything else you want to share?
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow for our 4-hour ascension preparation. And here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So command in your spirit. Take the thoughts in your head. Drop them into your heart. Thoughts are causing you the emotions. And that's how the aliens connect to you, through your thoughts. And you get them into your heart, then you're no longer on those timelines. You could be on thousands of timelines. So here we go, dropping down. Like an elevator. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings, and tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Bye, everybody.